Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. We are on the bottom line of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Today's daf is Kuf Tes Zayin. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Vayhi Ben Saha Aron, Vayomer Moshe, Parshazu Asala Kadosh Baruch Hu Simanios Milamala Ulamata. Lomar, She'ein Zu Mekomo. She'ein Zeh Mekoma. So the reason why there are backwards nuns before the parasha of Vayhi Ben Saha Aron and after the parasha of Vayhi Ben Saha Aron, there are backwards nuns. So Hashem made these symbols before and after it. And the reason why the symbols are there is to tell us She'ein Zu Mekoma, that place is not really the correct location for those two psukim. Rabbi Omer, lo min Hashem huzad. That's not the reason for the backwards nuns. The reason for the backwards nuns is not because Vayhi Ben Saha Aron is in the wrong place. Ela mipnei she sefer chashev hu bifnei atzmo. No, it's considered, it has the backwards nuns before Vayhi Ben Saha Aron. And after Vayhi Ben Saha Aron, the reason why you have the backwards nuns is to tell you that those two psukim are in fact a complete separate sefer. It's like its own, it's considered sefer chashev bifnei atzmo. The Gemara is going to discuss in a second why it's not in its right place, according to the first opinion. That was according to Tanakama. Rebbe says it's because it's a separate sefer. Kiman azlaha dom Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel ben Achon, and Reb Yonasan. A pasuk in Mishlei states, Chachmos bansa besa, chotzva amudeha shiva. Its pillars are seven. Elu shiva sifrei Torah. When we grew up as kids, they always told us there were Chamisha Chumshei Torah. I always thought there were Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Well, the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, there aren't five books of Moses. There's actually seven books of Moses. Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Devarim, and Bamidbar is three Svarim. It's the beginning of Bamidbar up until Vayhi Ben Saha Aron. And then it's Vayhi Ben Saha Aron is a separate Sefer. And then after Vayhi Ben Saha Aron is also considered to be a separate sefer. So it's, Elu Shiva, Kaman, who's that going like? That's Karebi. That's going like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Mantana de Polagale de Rebbe. Who is the author of the opinion who disagrees with Rebbe? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who? That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Sani, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Asida Parsha Zusha Teokar Mikan Vitikasi Bimakoma. In the future, when Mashiach comes, this parsha of Vayhi Ben Saha Aron will be uprooted from this place and placed in its correct place. Where's its correct place? So the Mefarshim Sefer, the correct place is in the travelings, in the Masos, in Bamidbar, where it describes where everyone travels. Then it makes sense, Vayhi Ben Saha Aron, that the Aron traveled in between. First, the Degel Machaneh Reuven traveled, and Degel Machaneh Yehuda, Degel Machaneh Dan, and in the middle, Vayhi Ben Saha Aron, that's where it belongs, in Bamidbar. V'lama kasva kan, why did the Torah write it over here? Kedei lahafsik bein peronis rishona leperonis shnia. Why did the Torah stick in Vayhi Ben Saha Aron over here? Because if you look inside the Chumash, there are two peronios. There are two peronios that surround Vayhi Ben Saha Aron. It's to divide between the two peronios. Now, what are the two peronios? So the Gemara asks about the second one. Peronios shnia mahi, what's the second punish? Peronis means punishment. There were two punishments. So we don't want to have two punishments in a row. Why do we not want to have two punishments in a row? Some say because the Satan will always be able to point to those two things and say, look how bad the Jews are. They did two things in a row. Some say really it's three things in a row. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's see. Says the Gemara, Peronis Shnia Mahi. What's the second Peronis? That's easy. The one that's after Vayhi Ben Saha Aron, that's very easy. Which Peronis that is? Maybe that's why the Gemara asks that one first. It's easy. Vayhi Al Kimisonin and Rabbos Ne Hashem. So they were complainers, and Hashem, they complained. They just traveled three days. They didn't rest, so they were complaining. And what's Peronis Rishona? Now, this is much more difficult. What's the punishment that happens before Vayhi Ben Saha Aron? What's that punishment? What does the Torah say there? Vayisu me'ar Hashem. They traveled from Har Sinai. Yeah, what's the punishment about traveling from Har Sinai? I mean, that God told them to travel from Har Sinai. What in the world is the pranis over there? V'amar v'chamem b'Rabbi Chanina shesaru me'acharei Hashem. That somehow, when they left Har Sinai, their plan, while they left, was already to complain that they didn't have meat in order to rebel against Hashem. The plan was already to do that. That's the way Rashi understands. We'll see Ramban disagrees. We'll see in a minute. V'heichad mikoma, where does this parsha really belong? Amar Avashi b'digalim. It belongs in Bamidbar, where it was discussion of when everybody was going to travel. Now, a couple of things over here. Why was it important to be mafsik between Peronius and Peronius? So I said before that the Satan shouldn't be Makatre. And similarly, because somebody would read this and say how powerful the Yetzirah was, that Mamish, right after they left Har Sinai, the Yetzirah already caused them right away to sin. People will think, there's no way I'm going to be able to defeat my Yetzirah. So therefore, Lahafsik, but La'as and Lava, where there won't be any Satan, so there's no longer any need to be Maf, there won't be any more Yetzirah, so we won't need, so therefore the parish is going to go back to its place. So say the Achronim. Now this business, what was the first Peronis? What was the first Peronis? So, some say the Ramban and the Ritva, in explaining Rashi, they say that the plan to complain was already in the beginning. So when they left, the Har Hashem was the commandment, but there's a famous Ramban. The Ramban thinks that's ridiculous. What do you mean? By Yisrael Mehar Hashem, that was the punishment? What kind of Peronis? So the famous Ramban, that every Rebbe in Yeshiva knows this Ramban, every Rebbe. I'll give you a mushel of this Ramban, right? Famous Ramban, where the Ramban says, what was the Peronis Rishona? That they ran away from Har Sinai, Kitino Kaboreach Mibes HaSefer. Like a young child running away from Yeshiva. So I'll give you a funny application of this. So we've been having meetings and meetings and meetings about how we're going to reopen Yeshiva. We're totally committed that in September, everyone's going to be back in the building. We're totally committed. We're prepared to go to any lengths to make sure that everyone's going to be back in the building. So one of the issues that the government is concerned about is that at arrival and dismissal times, it shouldn't be 100 kids at the same time. But anyone who knows this Ramban knows it's not a problem b'chlal, because when people come into Yeshiva, no one comes in at the same time. Everyone comes 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, 20 minutes late. When the bell rings, the yeshiva's over. Within 2 seconds, there's not one person left in the whole yeshiva. I mean, it's unbelievable. When they come in, it takes them like hours to come in. But when they're leaving, no problem. Everyone's gone within. So that's why it's not a problem. How are you going to get them all to leave at different times? What are you going to do? How are you going to staggering the coming to yeshiva is no problem. Everyone comes whenever the heck they want to come. It doesn't make a difference. They come whenever they want to come. They show up. They're 5 minutes. But leaving, forget about it. There's no, within 2 seconds, the building is empty. You can hear every scene. You can hear every needle drop in the building 2 minutes after dismissal. There's not one human being, not one soul left in the building. Anyway, so that's what Ramban says over here. That was the Peronis. Vayisu me'ar Hashem. What was the Peronis? They were mamas sitting and steiging for 11 months, and boom, that was it. Vayisu me'ar Hashem, the cloud said, let's get out of here. We're out of here. We're done for the day. So that was the Peronis Rishona. Now, others ask another kasha, but they didn't get punished for that. What's pshat with the word Peronis? So some say Peronis doesn't necessarily mean punishment, just means a bad thing. And others have different ways of getting out of that. And some say, right, it has two. What do you mean? Right after this, it has two more Peronis right next to each other. So I thought you can't have two in a row. So that's what the Achronim say. No, it's three in a row is the problem, because it's a chazaka. If you have three in a row, so it's lahafsik being number one and number two, so that you don't have three in a row, because then it'll be a chazaka of Peronis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Right, some say that if not for this sin, they would have gone right into Eretz Yisrael right away. So the Ein Lecha Peronis Gedolah Mizu, that was the biggest Peronis ever, even though the Chumash doesn't say what the Puranas was for number one, but the Puranas was that, that's where Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful essay about this. He says that the backward nuns means the nosim anachnu. When Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Yisrael, nosim anachnu, that nosim got flipped on its head. They were supposed to go on Mishra and Teretzol, but because they ran away, or because they had the taiva, whatever it was, whichever aveira, boom, the whole Jewish history was flipped on its back. That's what Soloveitchik said beautifully. This parsha, they even saw Aaron, it was supposed to be a sefer b'fnei atzma, the Gemara says, but it wasn't written. It was a sefer b'fnei atzma that was supposed to be written, but you only have the first pasuk and the last pasuk. Uvenucho yomar, shuvah shem rivo osaf le'yisrael. That was when Mashiach comes, the Aaron was supposed to be placed down in the Beis HaMikdash. That this sefer is only going to be written l'asid lavo when Mashiach comes. That's when they're finally going to write the sefer. He has a beautiful essay about this. Pashas Baloska, world famous essay of Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, let's continue. Ibailu Hagil Yonim shall sefer Torah. Matzino something ad leko. Hey, matzino something ad leko. Let's say you have a sefer Torah that all the writing was already worn out. All you have left is the gillion. All you have left is the parchment. Just blank parchment that no longer has any wording on it. Is that enough? Is there kedusha in the parchment such that if there was a fire, you'd be allowed to save just the parchment? Toshma. Sefer Torah Shebala. If you have a Sefer Torah that got worn out, im yesh bo lalakit shmona v'chamesh osios, could go in parchment even so. All right, if it has 85 letters, matzil, then you save it. Im lave matzil. Hey, it says you need the letters. Let's say you had zero letters. So you see from here clearly, no, it's all about the letters. They answer the Gemara, Bola Shiny. No, this is different. That once a Sefer Torah got worn out, so even the Kedusha is gone from it once it's worn out. But the question is, what about if it got erased? What would be the din? It didn't get worn out, but somehow it got erased. What would be the din in that case? Worn out, it's already old and finished, so then maybe it would not be savable. But what about if it got erased? So Gemara says, Tashma, Sefer Torah Shenimchak. Oh, we have another braisa. That a Sefer Torah that gets erased. You still need 85 letters. You need a minimum size of 85 letters in the Sefer Torah to save it. What about the space between the letters and the space around the white, the clear parchment areas? Answer the Gemara. Makom haksav lo kamboili. No. Certainly, if it was just the area underneath the ksav, that area that got erased, clearly you would not save for that. Dechi kadosh, agav ksavu dekadosh. That area is only kadosh because of the ksav, so you need letters. Azal ksav. As the late Kedusha say, so once the Ksav goes, the Kedusha is gone. Ki kami bayali, the question is, shel mala v'shel mata v'shebein parsha la parsha, shebein daf la daf. I'm worried about, what I want to know is if you just have the area above the letters and below the letters, at the beginning of the Sefer and the end of the Sefer. So the Gemara says, okay, good, so in this Sefer you have that. Okay, good. So in this Sefer Torah, you have all the area around it. Why can't you save a Gemara? No, we're talking about a case, the Gaya's Vishadi, that somehow you only had, this was the Sefer Torah, you only had the area that was erased. That's, you didn't have the side areas. Very strange answer. Well, it Tashma, Hagil Yonim Shel, here you have it black on white. Pardon the pun. Hagil Yonim Shel Mala Vishel Mata Vishabim Pasha La Pasha. Shebein daf ladaf, shebetchilas ha-sefer, shebesof ha-sefer, mitaminas ha-yadayim. So you see that not only the klaf of the Sefer Torah that has writing is kadosh, but even the part that doesn't have writing is also, you're not allowed to touch it, it's mitaminas ha-yadayim. Even the klaf, not where the writing is. So if it's mitaminas ha-yadayim, mistama, also you're allowed to save it in a fire. Answer the Gemara, no, Dilma Agav Sefer Torah Shana. No, maybe that's only holy because it's connected to a Sefer Torah. But if it was totally just a klaf not connected to the Sefer Torah, got erased, or so then it would be zero. Says Gemara, Tashma, Hagil Yonim V'Sifrei Minim. So the blank areas of the Sefer Torah and Sifrei Torah written by Apikorsim, even though it's glatt kosher, black ink in Hebrew, but it's written by an apikoros. Ein matzil on some planet leka. you do not save them. So this is clear that the gilyonim, you wouldn't save. If you just have gilyonim, you don't save. Ela nisrafin bimkoman hein vaskirosem. You let them burn in their place. Even the Shem Hashem, written by an apikoros, you let it burn. Says the Gemara. My, what is the gilyonim referring to here? Lav gilyonim in the Sefer Torah? Sounds like it means a gilyon of a Sefer Torah. And you see that, and you see from this that you do not save it. You do not save it. Answer the Gemara. Lo, it's no proof. Gilyonim de Sifrei Minim. It means the blank part of the book written by Apikoros. Says Gemara, isn't that obvious? Hash de Sifrei Minim Gufayu in Matzion Gilyonim. But you tell me the actual writing of the Shem Hashem in a Sefer Torah written by an Apikoros, you don't save because it doesn't have Kedusha because it's written by an Apikoros. Kavachoymer, the blank areas around it. What do I need to separate it? Answer the Gemara. Come on. The Sifrei Minim Arehein Kigilyonim. That no, the Svarim written by Apikoros, it has a status like a blank piece of parchment that was never written on, and therefore you can't be Matzil. So it's only talking about Sifrei Minim, but you can't answer the question about the regular Klavim. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara never answers the question about whether or not you're allowed to save a Sefer Torah that got erased. La halacha, the Rif and the Rambam Paskin, that you're not allowed to save just the Gilyonim. Let's say you just have a piece of parchment. I don't know, ripped off, a piece of parchment, ripped off the Sefer Torah. Are you allowed to save it? Is it considered to be Shemus? Just a piece of parchment that ripped off the Sefer Torah? So the Rif and the Rambam say, Ein Matzil, but the Ran writes, the reason is that the Pashas HaBraisa implies that you can't save the Gilyonim. And the Gemara's Dechia is a Dechia Ba'almu, but it sounds like that you cannot save it. Another reason is the Gemara is not poshet, so Shev Al Tasa Odif. Don't violate Shabbos. So writes the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. So you wouldn't be able to violate Shabbos. Sounds like Halacha L'maisa, you're not allowed to violate Shabbos to save just pieces of cloth from Sifrei Torah. Let's continue. Gufa, says the Gemara, we learned previously. Hagilyonim v'sifrei minim ein matzilin l'sam bed lika. Rabbi Yossi omer, bachol koderes has karsped. Rabbi Yossi says, no, on a weekday, you should cut out the shemos of Hashem, the gonzan, and bury them. V'ashar sarf, and the rest you could burn. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Akbe es bonai, akapach es bonai. I will bury my sons. It's a lashon of shvua. Very weird lashon of shvua to say I'm going to bury my sons. But I swear, it means I swear by the life of my sons. Shem Yavo Liyadi, if I would get one of these Sifrei Torah written by Apikoros, forget about cutting out the Shemos of Hashem. Forget about letting them burn B'mekoyman. Forget about Ein Matzilin or something at Leika. I would get up there and actively throw it into the fire. That's what he said. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Akapach is banai Shem Yavo Liyadi, Shani Esrof Osav Esas Karshaben. Not only would I not save them on Shabbos, I'd throw them into the fire. Shafilo Adam Rodev Acher of Lahargo Menachas Ratz LaKisho. Even if a person is running after you to kill you, or a snake is running to bite you, Nichnas LaBeis Avodah Zarah, it's okay to run into a church to be saved. So the Vilna Gaon writes, based on this Gemara, the Vilna Gaon writes, that it's taka mutter. That's what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara doesn't sound like it's passing halacha, but the Gemara says, yeah, that's the halacha. That if a person is chasing you, if this ever happens, chas v'shalom, rachman al tzan, never happens. Someone's chasing you, and you got to want to run into a church to save yourself. So the Gemara says, you see from this Gemara that it's permissible. The Gemara says a guy is running after you, you're allowed to run into a base avodah zarah, because avodah zarah, the goyim. What do you want from them? That's what they were brought up. That's what they were taught. It's the goyim. But a Jew who's an Apikoros who knows the truth and he's Meshumet and leaves is 20 times worse than an Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says. Nichnas the base of Avodah Zarah. Vein nichnas the Batem Shel Elu. But you're not allowed to go, but don't walk into place of an Apikoros, a house of an Apikoros. Shehalolo Makirin V'Kofrin. An Apikoros is somebody who knows God and spits in his face anyway. As opposed to Ovid Avodah Zarah, what do you want from him? That's the way he was brought up. He's like a Tinik Shanishba. Bahalalu, the Goyim Ein Makirin V'Kofrin. They don't know the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were never taught it. Va'aleinu kasav Omer, and about the apikarsim, the pasuk in Yeshayo says, va'achar adelas va'mezuzah samta zichroneich. They hid their avodah zarah behind the door in private. They forget Hashem and they throw Hashem behind the door. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, kal v'chomer, umah lasos shalom enish lishto, by a sota in order to make peace between husband and wife. Amar Tarish Shmish nechta b'kedusha yimachal amayim, my holy name should be erased in the sota water. Halalo apikarsim shematilin kin of evav sachas ben yisal avim mishba shamayim. These apikarsim will cause people to leave Hashem. How much more so should Hashem's name be erased because of them? Alachas kama v'kama. V'aleim amar David. Halo misan echa Hashem esna uvis komemecha es kotat. Tachlis sina sineisim lo'ivim hayulim. These people will cause Hashem to be hated, so Hashem hates him back. Just like you can't save them, even on a weekday, you never protect them. Not only do you not bury them, you don't have to save them, even on a weekday, not just on Shabbos. Svarim that were written by the Apikarsim in order to argue with the Jewish people. So they were just coming to argue with us. They used to argue with the Jews in a place called Be'avidon. Matzian or something at Lake Oe Matzian. Can you save them or not? So he answered him in V'lav Rafi Biyada. He wasn't sure. Yes, no, and he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure whether or not you had to save those svarim if there was a fire on Shabbos. Because it wasn't quite a book of Avodah Zarah, it was just the Avodah Zarah used to own these Bibles, like, I don't know, I guess like a Bible, but the Avodah Zarah used to own them Apikarsim used to own them to fight with the Jewish people. That's what they would use them. They would use them to fight. So Rav lo azel lebei avidan. Rav never would go to this place to argue with the heretics. He wouldn't argue with them because he was afraid that they would kill him. He was afraid he'd beat them in the argument and they'd kill him. The Chol Shekein Lebei Nitzrfe. And he would never go to a house of Avodah Zarah. Shmuel Lebei Nitzrfe Lo Azel. Shmuel wouldn't go to the base of Avodah Zarah, but Lebei Avidan Azel. He used to go to the heretics to argue with them. Amule Lerava. My time alone, Asis Levei Avidan. So the Apikarsim said to Rava. Rava was not quoted yet. They asked Rava, "Why don't you come debate us, Levei Avidan?" Amar Lahu, "Dikla Planya Ikaborcha." He said, "Well, there's a big tree blocking my way. Vikushly, it's hard for me to go." He just made up an excuse. He didn't want to go there. He was afraid they would kill him. Neakre, they said to him, "Okay, we'll get the tree out of the way from you." No, Duchte Kushly. But then there'll be a big hole in the ground. I'm not going to be able to come. He was making up excuses. He was afraid they would attack him. Mar bar of Yosef Amar Ano Minayo Ano Velo Mistafina Minayo. So Mar bar of Yosef said, "I have no problem going to debate them. I'm not scared of them." Zimna Chad Ozel Bola Sakune. One time he went and they almost killed him. So it's not so good to think that you, the Apikarsim, are not going to do anything to you. The Apikarsim will make up all kinds of ways to try to nail you. Ima Shalom, Divisu de Rabbi Eliezer. Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, and she was also the sister of Ram Gamliel. Achse de Ram Gamliel Have. She was the sister of Ram Gamliel. Havahu Philosopha Bishibivuse. There was a certain Apikoros. Right? You see the way the Gemara refers to an Apikoros? A Philosopha. Philosopher, you know, they care about the philosophy more than the religion. So there was a certain philosophe in their town, in the town of Ima Shalom and her brother Rabban Gamliel. There was a certain Apikoros there. The Havishakal Shema Deloma Kabal Shochta. On the outside, he would tell people that he wouldn't accept bribes. Apparently, he was a judge, and he would tell people he wouldn't accept bribes, but in private, he would accept bribes. Bo Lachuchebe. So Rabban Gamliel and his sister Ima Shalom wanted to expose him. So Ayla Le Shraga did the Hava. So Ima Shalom bribed him with a golden menorah, va'azal kameh, and the brother and sister went to have a court case in front of them as if they had a fight. Amraleh, be'ina denifleli b'nichse de'beinashi. I want Rabbi Gamliel to split the inheritance from our father. Amar lahu, plogu, split it. Amar leh, Rabbi Gamliel said to the apikoros, didn't you learn a pasuk in Chumash that where there's brothers and sisters, I know maybe you're very liberated, but when there's brothers and sisters, the brothers get the inheritance and the sisters don't. Ksuvlan, doesn't it say in the Torah, b'makom b'rah b'artaloteris, if there's a son, the daughter doesn't get anything? Right, nowadays, if people want to make sure that their daughters and sons get equal portions, there are ways to do it. You can do a halachic will. There's a halachic way to do it. It's legit, totally legit, totally. You could do it in a way. I would urge you to research the topic. You know, for those of you who are in the stages of writing wills, but so there is a way to halachically write a will that a husband write. I think the way they do it is you give. A minute before you die, you give all of your possessions to one of your kids as a matana. And then they all agree to separate it afterwards. That's the way the mechanism works. Once gave a shir about a long time ago. Sivla b'makom b'ra b'artaloteris. If you don't have a halachic will, you should look into it. Everybody should have a halachic will. Otherwise, you don't want people fighting over. That's the biggest thing that causes fights in the world is the Yerusha. Everybody fights over the Yerusha. So it's important to have it all down. Amalei, so minyoma de galisun me arachon is natilus araisa de moshe vis yahivis sifra achriti. So the apikoros said, because he wanted to favor Ima Shalom, because Ima Shalom gave him a bribe. So he said, oh, you know what? When you guys lived in Eretz Yisrael, so then Taras Moshe was in effect. But once you left Eretz Yisrael, there's a new Torah. So the women and the men all inherit together. Women's liberation. The women and the men all inherit together. Uksiv bey, in this new Sefer Torah, bro, barta kachada yartu. The son and the daughter inherit the same. Lamachar, hadar ayla iu chamar aluba. So the next day, Rabbi Gamliel bribed him with a white donkey. I'm sorry, a donkey from the town, from the area of Luv, which was a very, they had really strong donkeys there. So then the judge the next day said, oh, by the way, I looked at the end of the book. So he changed his mind the next day. He said, I looked at the end of the book, and the book says, really, you should go back to Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching. Because he bribed her, so now he said, he's got to win. So Ima Shalom said, Nahor Nahorech Kishraga. Your eyes are shining like candles, meaning she was hinting up. When I gave you the menorah, you listened to me. The donkey came and kicked away the menorah. So in this way, they exposed Apikoros that he was just only listening to whoever bribed him better. That's how he would judge the case. Let's continue. Umipneima ein korin. Now, you're not allowed to read Sefarim of Ksuvim b'pnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. So the Gemara quotes in Machlokas, when is it that you're not allowed to read Ksuvim? Amar Rav, lo shano el b'zman Beis HaMedrash. You're only not allowed to read Ksuvim during the Rabbi's Drasha, because it's going to be much more interesting than the Rabbi's Drasha, reading Sefarim of Ksuvim. So you're not allowed to do that, because the Rabbi used to darshan Halacha, and you're going to read stories in Ksuvim, a Musar, you know, what's more important, Musar or Halacha? So, That's what the Gemara is assuming. Ava Shalom is man beis hamedrash, but not during the time of the Rabbi's drasha. It's okay to read Ksuvim on Shabbos after you finish eating. So then they would go for a nap after the food. It was already shichrus. There wasn't the time to learn. It was already shichrus. You see, it's a long-standing minhag to take a nap after the meal on Shabbos afternoon. It's a long-standing minhag. The Gemara, they wouldn't learn then. I do learn that. I don't observe the Shabbos afternoon nap minute. I don't observe the Shana Shabbos timing minute. It's not that. I don't have a tradition to that minute. Ushmuel Amar Afilu Shalom Bezman Beis HaMedrash Ein Korin. Shmuel says, no, you're not allowed to read Ksuvim all day long on Shabbos, even Shalom Bezman Beis HaMedrash. Says the Gemara, really? Inni, is this really so? Why not? But on Ardo, Asu the Shmuel, Avin Ardo was the town of Shmuel, so Mustam and Ardo Paskin like Shmuel. And Shmuel said all day long, Uvin Ardo Paske, Sidra Biksuvim, Menachas of the Shabbos. So they used to have a Seder in learning Suvim Shabbos afternoon. What's going on? Eli Yidmar Hachimar. Rather, we must have this wrong. Amar Rav. Rav said, Lo Shanu, Ela B'makom Beis HaMedrash. You're not allowed to read Ksuvim only in shul while the rabbi's darshaning. Avil Shalom B'makom Beis HaMedrash Korin. But if you don't happen to be in shul, you're at home, so then you're allowed to read Ksuvim even during the time of the rabbi's drasha. U'shmuel Amar, Bein B'makom Beis HaMedrash, Bein Shalom B'makom Beis HaMedrash, Shmuel says, whether you're in the Beis HaMedrash, or not in the Beis Medrash, Bizman Beis Medrash in Koran, while the rabbi's dashing, you're not allowed to read Ksuvim. It's disrespectful to the rabbi. And it's going to cause you not to want to go to the drasha. So during that time, you're not allowed to have a Seder in Ksuvim because it's going to make you miss the rabbi's shir. Shalom Bizman Beis Medrash. But if it's not during the time of the rabbi's shir, then you are allowed to read Ksuvim. Vaza Shmuel Tam Koran. Vaza Mustam Damei, Dibinado, Paski Seder Ksuvim, and Chazad the Shabsa. And that's why in Arda, Shabbos afternoon, when the rabbi wasn't dashing anymore, they had a Seder in Ksuvim, was no problem. So he agreed to Shmuel. Rav Ashi has a different answer. Rav Ashi, Olam Kedaron Meikar. No, it's really like we said earlier, that Shmuel holds all Shabbos long, you're not allowed to learn. Shmuel, Kerabi Nechemya. Shmuel said, Rabbi Nechemya, Nesanya, Avu Shamu Kisvea Kodesh, Ein Korban, Avu Shonen Bahem. Even though you're not allowed to read the Ksuvim themselves, but you are allowed to read the Midrashim, the Darshim Bahem. Nitzach LePasuk, if you need to look at the Pasuk, maybe Virabo. So that's Tanakama, Brisa. Amar Rabbi Nechemya Mipnei Ma, Amar Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Korin, why not read them? Kedei Sheyomru, B'Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Korin, V'Chol Shekein B'Shtarei Hetyotos. So Rabbi Nechemya says there's a reason why they didn't permit it. They didn't permit it because they were afraid if you would read Ksuvim, you would come to read Shtarei Hedyotos. Like storybooks. Like once you read the stories in Ksuvim, they're afraid you would read Shtarei Hedyotos. What are Shtarei Hedyotos? Some say it's business books. Shtarei Cheshbonos. Why can't you read Shtarei Hedyotos? Maybe you'll erase it. The Rush writes that, no, you're not allowed to just talk. You're not allowed to talk about non-Shabbistic things. You're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos. Daber Dover. So if you're going to read a book about business or about math on Shabbos, so, or just on the newspaper, it's not Shabbistic. It's not Shabbistic to read the newspaper on Shabbos. Letters, igros, different opinions. So, all right, some say means Shtarei Chovos. Take a look at Tosfos for Kol Shekein. Take a look at Kotosis, the Kolshkim Shtari Hedyotos. The Kolshkim Pirish Makunchus, Igros, letters, Vitema. Denago Olum Likros, Biksavim Vigros, Hashluchi Makom Lamakom, Ulataltalan, Vadai Shari, Daruuyan Lotzra Pitzluchis. What's the matter with reading letters? The Minaga Olum is to yes read letters on Shabbos. Venera Lari, Delo Kari Shtari Hedyotos, Al Shtari Chovos. Tosis says it means a shtar chov, you're not allowed. That's mamish, a business document. The chayotz ben aval igros, but just stam letters, that's okay. Shari, the pabashish ben pikuach nefesh. Sometimes if you got a letter that somebody who needs pikuach nefesh, afil yodesh ein bo pikuach nefesh, matir abeinu tam, delo havi shtari hedyotos, kevin she ein tzarech, lamasha kosev ba, lefish yodea masha bi igros. Emeinu yodea, shame yish po tzarech gadol, o pikuach nefesh, v'shari. If you know what's in them, you're allowed to read them. And if you don't know what's in them, you're allowed to read them. Maybe someone's going to ask you to do something to Bukhan Nevesh. V'chein ma'asha b'yushami d'komar b'nei ma'in kor m'kis ha'kon b'y shtari ediotos. Sh'imata omer lo sh'umutar afu omer ma'abakach im es'asik b'shtaruse. Okay, different opinions. Let's continue. Right. Let's continue. New Mishnah. Matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer. When you're saving a Sefer Torah, you're also allowed to save the gart, the mantle of the Sefer Torah, the covering. V'tik ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin. You're allowed to save the tfilin cover. Sounds like these things have kedusha. the cover of the Sefer Torah has Kedusha, the cover of the Tefillin has Kedusha. You're even allowed to carry the tick of the Tefillin, even if it has money in it. They didn't require you to shake out the money from the tefillin. Where can you carry it to? Only a mavoi that's not open on both sides. It's not a foolish, it's a rabbi. And b'seir omer aflu mafulash, even to a navi that's a mavoi that's open on both sides. Says the Gemara, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and you shech the Korban Pesach, are you allowed to skin all of the skin of the Korban Pesach or only the part that you need to remove the fats to burn on the Mizbeah? And our mission is going to prove this issue. Tan Rabban, Arba Asar Shechalios B'Shabbos Mavshitin Asa Pesach Ad HaChazeh. You're only allowed to skin the Korban up to the chest to permit you to take out the fats for burning. But to skin the entire thing, even though it's a little bit nicer that way, you're not allowed to do it because the skinning of the entire thing is not Docha Shabbos. The only part of the skinning that's Docha Shabbos is the part that's necessary for the carbon. Otherwise, skinning is one of the 39 malachos, a mafshito, right? Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Beno Shor Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, V'chachamim Omrim, mafshito das kulo. The chacham say, no, it's nicer, it smells nicer, the whole thing, when you burn it, it's going to smell nicer if all the skin is off, and therefore it's a more pleasant smell, so get rid of the whole thing, skin the entire thing. Now, even though you would be allowed to burn the fats at night, and at night it's no longer going to be Shabbos, so shouldn't you wait till the night? So the Gemara says, no, unbelievable, that this burning of the fats, the Gemara has a principle, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The best time to burn the fats. You hear this? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is Doiche burning on Shabbos. So you're allowed to burn the fats during the day. Again, you're allowed to burn them if you didn't burn them during the day. So you're also allowed to burn them at night. It's the first mission in Brachos, the first mission in Shabbos, right? Hekter Chalom Veivar Mitzvasim Kala Laila. But L'chadchila, you're supposed to burn them during the day. So Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita says you are allowed to skin it during the day, even though you don't really have to burn it until the night. Fine. Yeah. So, says the Gemara, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Yochanan Ben Broka, Chachamim Kula, Bishlam Ol Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Yochanan Ben Broka, Dois Avid Le Tzorach Gavoa. You need to skin it to be able to be makir of the fats. El Rabbanan my time. Why do the Rabbanan say it's okay to be mafshit the whole thing? It's a malacha shalol tzorach. What's the point? Amar Rav Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kro Kol Paul Hashem Lamaneu. Hashem does everything for His honor, and it's honor of Hashem to skin the whole thing. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? What's the kavod? Rav Yosef Amar Shelo Yasriach. He says that if you don't take off all the skin, so it's going to smell. It's going to smell very bad. Rava Amar, when you burn, it's going to smell bad. Rava Amar Shelo Yukachi Shemai Mutalim Kinevela. It just doesn't look nice that the carbon's going to be half skin on and half skin off, like in a vela. Doesn't look nice. Better to skin the whole thing. My benai, what's the difference between these 2 reasons? Absor de dahava. If it's placed on a golden table, so then it looks nice. It's not bizayon, but it's still going to smell. Inami yoma de istina. If there's a wind blowing, so we're not afraid that it's going to stink. It's not going to stink because the wind's going to make sure that it smells nice. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, high polish on the name of Avodle. What does he do with the pasuk? Kol Paul Hashem Lamanehu. And it's the Gemara Shelo Yotzi Es Ha'emurin Kodem Avshat Zar. No, you're not allowed to take out the emurin before you get rid of the skin. It's not going to be kavodik. My time, Amar Avuna, Bereidav Nasim Yishem Nimin. because some of the wool is going to get stuck to it. If you don't skin it first, the wool is going to get stuck to the fats. This is what they answered him. How? What did the Chachamim answer him? If you are allowed to take the tick, lo nafshin es hapesa meor, it should be the same thing, just like in the Mishnah, you're allowed to save the tefillin bag with the tefillin, so too you should be allowed to be mafshit the whole thing. Says Gemara, you can't compare the midami, who says, hasam tiltal. There, it's only a problem of muksa, but hacha malacha. But here, it's a malacha that's aser min ha-Torah. Okay. I think we're going to stop here. Yes, we're going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.